Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Looking for a way to make some quick cash? Well, making money with DoorDash is super easy, guys. I love riding my bike around the city, and now I get to do that while getting paid. With DoorDash, I get to pick my own hours and be my own boss. I get paid on my deliveries and keep 100% of my tips. Not to mention the sign-up process was so quick and easy. Guys, I'm telling you, just download the DoorDash driver app and see how easy it is to start earning cash today.
Welcome to the Science Podcast, and a little bit different episode. We have a cup of tea. It's late in the evening, and we're just going to talk a little bit about some new ideas about cosmology and also about the universe and ways to approach new thinking and new ideas to discover perhaps some new approaches to the big questions about science and cosmology. One of the things that started us on some new thoughts was that we had we had some work today, and then one person was reading about some history with the Vikings, and then instead of saying the 11 and 1200s, it became the 11 and 12,000s, and it just spurred some ideas about what will the world look like in the 12,000s. This often, we might jump ahead 5 or 10 years, 50 years, 500 years is maybe too long, but if we jump 10 or 15 years ahead, and this also tied into reading the book from Brian Greene in the last few episodes, where he talks about these, like if you go to 10 up in the 38th, and when protons is going to dissolve, he's laying out this big story about a scenario for how time is going to kind of unfold. But one thing, as far as I could tell, that he doesn't account for is the humans or our future versions, how that will influence or what role that will play in the development of the universe. And also in some ways seeing it as being the universe in itself. So if there will be now very shortly new technology that will have like a self-improving aspect to it. So many things can happen within a couple of centuries. And also the more, and this is a bit like Kurzweil with biology and technology kind of merging, and you get this new level that technology is the level after biology. It will still contain biology, but it will go further. So it's just hard to imagine that if you say just the coming 50,000 years, or especially if you think like 1 billion years, that what will grow out from conscious and intelligent life today on planet Earth, that not seeing that this will have probably a huge impact on the future, is at least something that should be accounted for, or we should have some thoughts about this. There's to make a little leap here, but there's an image of that they found how the galaxies are organized in groups, and you have the local group, and then if you zoom out even more, they're organized in filaments, which looks like exactly like the synapses in the brain. And there's one way to think of this, just to play with the thoughts, is that once the solar system and one galaxy, which is one bright dot in one of those arms of the synapses, gathers or develops intelligent life on one planet, it will spread to the solar system, maybe to some neighboring stars and solar systems. And then a galaxy could be seen as waking up or getting intelligent self-awareness, and that this will be like a little blip in the one point of a filament, and that could also be a larger portion of the universe becoming sort of a conscious being in itself, which is, it used to be very science fiction, but things are moving quickly. So it's still helpful and useful to explore new ways of looking at the future, or kind of the steps and time that is coming and how it is unfolding. So that's one part of it. There's another part with thinking more about the black holes and how a little portion of space seems to, because of the quantum physics, not to be stable. So you get this emergence of two particles within matter and antimatter, and it can be like a positive and a negative charged thing that just erupts and then falls back into itself again. So that it's like a calm vacuum doesn't really exist. It is always kind of loaded with a potentiality of sorts that will constantly, sort of a vibrating thing that will just emerge. And then, so the fun part with the black holes is that if that happens at the right at the edge of the event horizon, the sphere around the core, one particle will go into the black hole, the other one goes out. But if you just think of how, like, the potential in creating two opposites from nothing. So it's like, imagine 2 billion years from now, and then that if people are still on Earth or anywhere you would be in space, that you can look at an area, a bit remote area, and you can ignite a laser beam at a certain point with some characteristics that would just ignite the birth of a galaxy, for example. It's not far-fetched to imagine that that would be possible, and that also kind of the fabric of the universe in itself, and also how it's like, how it's organized in some sense. You can think of just the planet we're living on, how how massively humans have taken kind of control of the planet in many places and shaped it according to kind of the way that we are living here, so that the same will happen out in space. So these are just some loose thoughts, but there's something about this quantum that you get nothing, or you get two opposites out of nothing, that sounds like one area to look into. And then we also we're still back to the one with the tip of the light beam. What does it mean that at the tip of the light beam, there's no time, there's no space? How are we supposed to look at this? It's also immediately tied to other efforts to explain existence. For example, with Dante in the Paradise, when he rises up in the spiritual to the very highest level, he's just looking into the point of and the source of existence, which is more like a Greek philosophy concept or the spiritual philosophy. That there's so much of those thoughts that are, if they're 700 years old or they're 2,000 years old, still applies to kind of the mysteries about the beginnings of the universe. So there's something to think about there. If the role of light as the beginning, and then also the nature of light, is a huge little treasure trove of of mysteries that might lead us somewhere, which is also how Einstein started when he was thinking about the light beam that goes up and down in the train coach. If the coach is still or if it's moving, the light goes up and down. The time for it to be reflected in the roof of the coach and back down, if you have a mirror in the roof, is the same if the couch is standing still or moving very fast. But if it's moving fast, the light has then traveled hundreds of meters, but it still takes the same amount of time. And this is when he started to think with simple geometry, also that the time is the thing that is flexible there. So those are the main thoughts for today. And there's still the other thing about space itself. Does the universe occupy space? Does that make any meaning to even say those words? And it's just a sense that there will be, it's only over 100 years ago where you had Einstein and these huge just like discoveries, like revelations almost of deep physics. 100 years ago, nobody thought there was anything outside the galaxy. And it's just, we're in this moment of time where there's an enormous explosion of knowledge. And it's easy to forget this. And that also there will be enormous things the next coming decades as well. And it's just fun to try to be a part of it. And also for those who have listened all the way to here, please just, one part of this podcast or some of the episodes is to create sort of a conversation around this. So you could always just send me a message if you go to anchor.fm/thesciencepodcast, anchor.fm/thesciencepodcast. You can send a little voice message. And then I can, if you want to, I can play it here, but you can also then kind of just have a bit of dialogue going and kind of more ideas coming into this. So hopefully that's something that in the coming few years is going to lead to new things. So we're going to stop it there, going back to our cup of tea, and just hope you're having a nice day or a nice evening. And thank you so much for listening, and talk to you again soon.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.